especially in that second half. You guys took the lead late, couldn't hold on. You go to overtime. You come up a little short today. Can you describe the game?
I'm just proud of this ball club. We just had a whale of a season. We didn't handle some end-of-game situations very good and didn't get in a couple sets like we normally do. You know, I don't know what else to say. I'm proud of my ball team. They showed a lot of toughness.
What can you say about the performance today from guys like Addison Wagler and Michael Bullock on the biggest stage in the state? They really performed well.
Yeah, they had a good game. We just came up short. We came here as a team to win a state championship. Obviously, we didn't get that done. Again, proud of them, but very disappointing day.
Coach, congratulations on your run, and thank you.
Thank you.
Mike. Coach, you were able to come back in both the start of the first and second half. You know, they jumped on you early. How did they do that, and how did you come back?
Well, yeah, we came back by just holding our composure and doing a good job like we've done all year. I just thought their pressure, you know, their pressure kind of at times got to us, and we had some turnovers that were uncharacteristic of some of these guys, and that's the way it goes. It's this game of basketball.
Well, there, Ryan Frasikas had a career day, probably 34 points, but you had some good players, and Micah and Addison come up big as well. Your thoughts?
Micah and Addison's been big all year for us. We've had a great year. You know, we're not going to take anything away from that, but it's kind of bittersweet right now because we came here to get something accomplished and we didn't get it done.
Well, Coach, again, disappointing now, but it certainly can't reflect on and tarnish the season.
Thank you.
Coach, your thoughts on Micah winning the Mental Attitude Award?
Just a great young man. I'm really going to miss him. It's been really a joy to coach him, and really good player.
Thanks, Coach. Coach, your thoughts on the ball game, please.
I think overall our number one priority was to stop their transition game, and I thought we did that. I don't recall them getting a whole lot of easy buckets. They did get a couple after a couple turnovers, but as far as them getting the ball out and running like they've done all year that I've seen on tape, I thought we did a good job of getting back and getting the ball stopped and guarding. You know, it was a kind of a game of spurts. These guys have showed toughness all year, and I knew they would do that up here.
Beginning of the third, then jumped out to the 10-point
lead
after halftime. What was the key from the rest of the third
and
halfway through the
fourth, and definitely being in control? Well, you know, like I said, it's a game of runs, and we had our bright moments. They had their bright moments. I don't know if you can actually push buttons and say exactly what happened. There's two good basketball teams going at each other, and you know, they had the final bullet.
Seemed like Addison was triple teamed through much of the second half. Have you ever had that much pressure on you before guard?
Yeah, I experienced a couple times and met, I think, a couple questionable calls at the end, but you can all live with it.
Coach, were you surprised at how well Frasikas was able to shoot from three?
Yeah, unless wrong stats were turned in. What I seen was 27% from the three-point line. So. I'm not sure exactly what he ended up with today, but I know the first half he was lighting it up.
Coach, can I get your comment on Micah being the Tressor Award winner? I know you've known essentially his whole life.
Yeah, he's a special player, and he'll go down being remembered as, you know, one of the finest I've had an opportunity to coach. It's just kid does everything you want him to do. And just really happy for him, you know, that he was able to win that award. He was very much deserving.
Mike, can I get you a comment on that?
You know, I didn't know it was coming, but I'm just blessed to get it.
Coach, what was the difference? The second and fourth, it seemed like you guys started really well. The first and third, they kind of jumped on you a little bit. Was there any reason for that, you think?
Well, when you're playing a team that's going to pick you up the entire game, it's really hard to play the entire game without you know, having a couple turnovers, and it just seemed like we had a couple that were, you know, just really a bad times for us, and they got scores. But you know, for the most part, you know, you know, it's documented. You know, their schedule's probably better than ours. They probably played more athletic teams than what we've played. We're aware of that, but it's still, the fact is that we have a very good basketball team, and I think that showed today. And we just came up a little short. We'd like to, you know, I said here right now, I'd like to have back a couple end of game situation, and another couple of situations where, you know. Yeah, maybe should. You know, you always second guess yourself, and I'll do that for days, you know, whether I should have called a timeout or not. But we had our set called, and, you know, where our program is based on discipline. And these guys have showed it all year, and, you know, we just didn't get into it quick enough on our set there at the end of the game, and that's things happen.
Obviously, physique has had a really good game, but you said earlier in the week you wanted to cut down their transition. It seemed like, for a good part of the game, you were able to do that. Is this a situation where you just had a great game?
Well, I thought they all shot the ball very well. I mean, you know, number four comes in the post and steps out and hits a three right off the bat. 25 hit a three. You know, I don't know what they ended up. You know, we knew they were going to keep shooting until the end of game situation, and we just wanted to stay focused at the defensive end. Defense has been, you know, people think we slow it down, and we do not hold the ball. And we gave up 39 points a game this year for the season. And I know that the conception is that, you know, we hold the ball, and that's why the scores were low. But, you know, we average about 60 ourselves. We just had a very good defensive basketball team this year, and I think at times tonight it showed. I thought guys did a good job of keeping the ball in front of us. I thought they hit some tough shots, and you know, that's why they're champions. I mean, that's the bottom line. In a game like this, you got to be tougher, and you got to hit shots, and they did.
You know, you've been here four times now, which means obviously, and never really with the same team. So obviously, you guys do things the right way. I know it's hard to look down the road even just a year or so, but you've got a heck of a team that comes back next season also. And, you know, it's got to be kind of nice knowing that
you've got
a heck of a long experience.
Well, yeah, you know, we'll worry about that when it comes. But you can never look ahead and think this is going to happen or that's going to happen. It's the chemistry of a team. I mean, you know, one starter leaving in Micah Bull, like, we, you know, you don't know how everybody that's going to transition everybody else. So we do have some nice players returning, and you know, we'll hopefully get a. You know, I'm personally very humbled to have this opportunity for the fourth time, but it's very disheartening not to get the job done.
What can you say about how Addison and Micah really just carried you all game? I think, I don't remember the exact one, but it was like 23 to 25, so 48
here. Well, from the scoring standpoint, yeah, those two did. And then the guy to my left here for a sophomore point guard, you know, I know he had a couple turnovers, but for the most part, everything's on his shoulders. He's got to get us in sets, and, you know, he had a lot of pressure the entire ball game. But, you know, Addison's been a player all year that we go to the post in, you know, I've told people, you know, if the kid had two or three more inches on him, he'd be a big-time player just because of his skill level and his hands and how he can and play around the basket. And then, of course, Micah has been a player all year that can hit the deep three and also can get to the rim for us. So those two, from a scoring standpoint, have led us all year, and I guess it would be fitting that they did that today.
I think I'm most impressed with Addison's patience. It seemed like he didn't force many shots. I mean, it's like to be double and triple team down in the paint, but he seemed very patient about going back up. And is that to some extent his whole career?
Well, he's number one. He's a very strong kid. You know, he comes from a family that they know all about work, and he's a kid that spent some time in the weight room, and he's strong. And you know, he's able to post up a lot of times bigger players, and just his quickness, he's able to get that shot up there. And, you know, what'd you say you had? How many do you have?
25. 25.
He had 25 points, and man, it just seems like, and he'd probably agree, he had a few there just rolled in and out too. But you know, we've wanted to, you know, I'm big on getting to the foul line, and you don't get to the foul line unless you're aggressive, and we like to take the ball in the post.
Coach, talk about the factor that Fizikas's length was, both defensively and just his ability to maybe shoot over the top.
Yeah, he's a really good player. He's a better player in person than he is on film. And I don't mean that in degrading to him. I just, it's the first time I'd seen him in person. And like I said, you know, you look at his stats, and if they're correct, shooting 27% from three-point line is not very good. So we were going to allow him to put up some threes. We wanted to make sure we stayed in front of him, and not, you know, because he does like to slash and drive the ball. But, you know, he had a whale of a game, and very good player.
Any other questions, anybody? Gentlemen, thank you.
Come on down this way, guys.